You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Once a month on the show, we celebrate heroes of education, and this month is no different. Let's bring in Jermaine Randolph from Class Act Federal Credit Union. Hi, Jermaine.
Hello. How's it going?
You know what? It's Friday. It's feeling pretty good. We're going into Juneteenth. I think a lot of people are excited about this weekend ahead, and, of course, Father's Day on Sunday. Pretty exciting.
Absolutely. That is exciting. Very exciting.
And we have Rowan Claypool also with us from Teach Kentucky. Rowan, how are you?
I'm great.
Tell me about Teach Kentucky.
Love to. Love to. So for 20 years, our little local nonprofit has been bringing bright and talented kids from all across the country to launch their education careers here in public schools. So we've brought 420 teachers over 20 years. They're mostly in what we would call critical hiring need content areas, like science, technology, and math, and special education. They come and earn a master's degree as well as their Kentucky certification so that they're inducted in the education industry. And then what we do, it's a scientific term, Terry, we love on them so that they want to stay long-term in Louisville. So.
I love that attitude, that scientific term. That's what I was going to ask you. How do you hold on to folks? Because, you know, you can educate people, and then they say, well, guess what, I'm moving to Connecticut or whatever it happens to be. So you love on them.
We love on them. And, you know, what we call it is positive encumbrance, that their relationships, their career opportunities, and just the satisfaction of their life in Louisville, that's really the kind of positive bind you want to have with a young person so that they see that they've got more opportunity here than going back home or going somewhere else.
And, Ron, let's talk again about some of those critical areas you were talking about. This is really where the need is, and that's in the science and technology areas.
Correct. So, for instance, we've got 30 young people moving into town right now. Half of them will teach in what's called a STEM area, so science, technology, engineering, and math, at the middle and high school level. So these people that we're recruiting all are scoring in the top quartile, top 25% on their national exam, testing their knowledge of either science or math, whichever they're going to teach. So we're bringing the real creme de la creme to Louisville, and then we're giving them the training in what's called the pedagogy. That's a big SAT word, meaning for how you teach. So they're doing that, but what they're doing, first of all, is bringing that really strong content knowledge into the classroom. So, you know, we got biology majors, chemistry majors, math majors, people that really know their stuff, and then we couple that with the training they get here so that they can be really effective teachers. The other thing I might add quickly is they're going to some of the most challenging school environments in the local area. So they really come with a passion and a commitment to work with kids that so far have not been succeeding all that well. So it's we get kids with a great deal of purpose and mission in their work.
And STEM area teachers have to really buckle down too, because it's, you know, it's obviously much more intricate than some of the other academic pursuits in that everything, there's so much exactness that's required. So you're talking about a very special type of teacher candidate that you're looking for.
Right. Yeah, it's specialized knowledge, and kind of the word in education is called scaffolding. So you got to build on foundational knowledge so that you can move kids progressively to higher and higher understandings and competence. And, you know, quite frankly, that's going to be one of the biggest challenges coming out of COVID, is so many kids have lost at least a year. And, you know, we're going to have to go back and figure out what they know and what they don't know and sort of rebuild those foundational skills before we can move them up the scaffold.
Exactly right. And Jermaine, Class Act has really been helpful in this whole process, helping various schools get money. And also, I guess this applies for the Teach Kentucky project.
Absolutely. So Class Act has helped put a tremendous benefit on the front door of Louisville. So they've been able to arrange for our kids that are moving to town. So we require them to move to Louisville before they actually have their job. So that's a big leap of faith on their part to move to a new city, to start a new career without a guarantee of a job. And Class Act has been really generous. And because our track record is so good over the last 20 years, we've had 100% percent placement of our folks, they're extending them credit as they make the move, so they have the resources to rent an apartment, purchase a car, get themselves established, so they're in place and ready to go when they begin teaching mid-August. So it's a big part of the incentive package that we're able to offer. So, for instance, out of our 30 kids coming this year, 4 are coming from California. So they're making a big move across the country, and a class act is part of the welcome mat.
Jermaine, how do people actually raise money to help these various educational pursuits?
That's a great question. So they raise money a few different ways. You can do this by going to our website, heroesofeducation.org. And Teach Kentucky actually has their own special page where anytime these cohorts get an auto loan or they open an account with us, they can donate their points to Teach Kentucky. So Teach Kentucky, in return, will get a Heroes grant as well. So by, once again, visiting heroesofeducation.org, opening accounts, doing loans with us, all of those things generate points to help give back to the education community which we serve.
And Class Act is a full federal credit union?
Absolutely, yes. We can handle all of the financial needs of our members, and we're happy to do that. So I'm really excited to work with the Teach Kentucky cohorts as they move into the city and establish themselves and start their teaching careers.
Rowan, this sounds like a great class you have coming in, but if you could snap your fingers and magically bring in the proper number of teachers that we need added here in Kentucky, what do you suppose that number would be?
Well, if we talk about literally just in Jefferson County, routinely the year is started with 70 to 80 classrooms that need teachers. Of that, 20 or so would be in those critical hiring need areas at the middle and high school level. So we could, you know, double our size and just be meeting the need.
Wow. Man, I appreciate the project. I didn't know much about Teach Kentucky. That's very helpful, very enlightening, and keep up the great work.
Well, thank you very much. And we, you know, like I say, if people meet our kids out in the community, you know, they've taken a big risk. I'll tell you quickly about Anthony. He packed all his worldly belongings in his car. He was a kid from L.A. He'd never been out of California. He drove 4 days solo across the country to come to Louisville to start a new life. And I just think we have to applaud that kind of courage and initiative. And he's just one of many that's going to be an outstanding teacher in our community.
Tell Anthony when he talks to his people back there that he's still in L.A., the Louisville area. Let him know that.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Rowan, keep up the great work. And you too, Jermaine, at Class Act. People can learn more about Class Act online as well, Class Act Federal Credit Union. The website we're talking about for this purpose is heroesofeducation.org. Thanks so much, both of you.
Thank you very much.
All right, happy weekend. Rowan Claypool there with Teach Kentucky and Jermaine Randolph with Class Act Federal Credit Union. We're coming right back on News Radio 840 WHAS.